Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles with the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
And Ruthie, how are things going with you and with the partnership as we're now into, phase two that we're in now?
We are in phase two now, and things actually are going really well. The Partnership for Children staff continues to work from home. Governor Cooper's executive order moving the state into phase two did recommend that if you could continue to work remotely, that they would encourage you to do that. So in the interest of continuing to reduce risk of exposure to the coronavirus, the staff is working from home still.
Even with you working at home, there's been a lot of things in the news and everything going on. You guys have been kind of busy.
We have been busy. If you had told me 12 weeks ago that we would be as busy working remotely as we were working in the office, I might have doubted that statement, but we have been very busy. We've received some grants to move some stuff along. We were able to provide some financial assistance or stipends. We were able to provide some stipends to our child care providers who have been providing child care for our essential workers. And we were able to do that through the help of the Community Foundation, the Western North Carolina Community Foundation. And so we were very pleased to be able to do that. We did have to make the decision to postpone our Amy Wee Trade spring summer consignment sale.
Did you?
Actually, postponing is not the right word. We went ahead and canceled the spring summer sale. At the time that the planning committee and the partnership staff got together to discuss this, phase two of the reopening had not been released, and we just didn't know number of people that would be allowed in the building at the same time and what all that timelines and what all that would look like. So we decided to go ahead and cancel. And once phase two came out, we actually were glad that we did, because no more than 10 people can be in the space at the same time and stuff. So we have decided to cancel that, but we are moving ahead with our fall winter sale. We are being very optimistic, and we have it scheduled for September the 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Cross Street Commerce Center. September the 24th is our preview day. That is Thursday. There is a $5 admission charge for that day. We'll run from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Friday, we'll be there from 8 to 6. And then on Saturday, we're there from 8 until 2. But a lot of our items will be marked half off. So we would encourage you to shop early and shop often.
Sounds good. So that will be in September, so we'll look forward to that, and you can keep us up to date how everything's going with the planning on that, and folks can go ahead and start sticking stuff back to consign.
They can, and if you want to consign, you know, everybody's still basically at home, this is a great time to clean out the kids' toy boxes, their closets, make some space, and go ahead and consign with us. The system is open for folks who want to consign fall and winter items. And for everyone who had already entered their spring and summer consignment items, we are so sorry for this inconvenience. But you will not lose that effort. It was not wasted. We will have videos on our new YouTube channel showing you how to transfer that to the next spring sale in 2021.
We'll pause our conversation here, and as you heard Ruthie mention right at the end of the information for today, she was talking about their YouTube channel, so we'll start off with that tomorrow. They got all sorts of stuff on their YouTube channel that's available, and talk more about how the rest of the year is going to go for the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. So we'll continue that conversation tomorrow with Ruthie Stiles. And again, thanks Ruthie from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children for taking a few minutes to talk to us both today and again tomorrow. And as always, thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.